Hello, I bring you greetings from Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are a Bible-based ministry that shares the love of Jesus Christ with everyone. Our contemporary style and practical application of God's Word engages people from all walks of life to connect with God anew. As a beacon of light in a dark world, Fountain of Living Waters Church offers life-sustaining water that flows from the fountain that never runs dry. With our goal to lift Jesus higher and to prepare disciples to know the Savior personally, our church is, as usual, just won't do. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never ever thirst again. Hi, I'm Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. I'm God's no-nonsense bearer of the gospel. As a wife and a mother and an entrepreneur, I learned to drink from the fountain that never ever runs dry. It is this fountain that provides me the foundation to balance all of life's joys and struggles. I live by my favorite scripture, which is Psalm 34:1. It simply says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My mandate is to challenge and encourage people to come to know God for themselves. This mandate drives everything that I do. I help people from all walks of life come to know that God is real and that he has a beautiful plan for their lives. So I want to invite you to join me every first and third Monday right here on iBloom Radio, where you'll be empowered to connect, prepare, and release all that God has for you. Praise God. I am so glad that you have joined me tonight. So glad that you've taken time out of your busy day to take a moment and listen to what God has to share with you today. I don't take it for granted that you join me. I don't take it for granted that you listen to us and that you come and connect with Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we have service beginning on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy. This is a teaching church, and so the Bible Academy is a time of teaching God's Word. And we move from our Bible Academy right into our Sunday morning service, where we have dynamic preaching and teaching every single week, and we have praise and worship that just really takes you into the presence of the Lord and gives you an opportunity to just join right in and connect with God on a very personal and intimate level. We come back on Wednesday night for Bible study, and during our time of Bible study right now, we're studying the book of Revelation, and it has really just been a joyous time studying that book. And of course, we just ask that God will open the word up to us and shine a light on it so that we can understand it and that we can learn to apply it to our everyday lives. So I would invite you to come out and be a part of our Bible study. Also on Wednesday nights, we open our food pantry, and we have non-perishable food items. So if you are in need, please come out. We will bless you as we have need to. And if you know of anybody who is in need of non-perishable food items, we invite you to ask them to come by, and we will bless them as well. Again, we are Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our street address is 3540 Maitland Drive, Suite 101. So come on out and visit with us when you are in the Raleigh area. I want to take a moment to share with you today from a very familiar passage, but I think sometimes we see these familiar passages or we refer to them as a familiar package, and we almost take it for granted. And we should never do that with God's Word. We should always look at God's Word fresh and new every single time He leads us to a particular passage in the Bible and see what God would have us to gain from it each time that we read it. So I just want to share a couple of scriptures with you, and then we're going to jump right in and talk about it, okay? The I'm coming from James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. And today I'll be reading from the Message translation. It says this: Do I hear you professing to believe in the one and only God? But then I observe you complacently sitting back as if you had done something wonderful. That's just great. Demons can do that. But what good does it do them? I need you to use your heads. Don't you know that faith without works is dead? Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this precious time that you have allotted for us to come together and to hear more of your word, to read more of your word, to study more of your word, to talk more about your word. I thank you for this time. I ask God that everybody who hears this, everyone who takes a moment to listen, I pray that you will open your word up to them so that they will get an even deeper and even better understanding of the word. But God, not just that they will understand the word or hear the word, but Father, help them to become doers of this word. Help them to activate this word in their lives. Help them to put action to the word that they will hear. God, let your word go far. Let your word go wide. Let this be shared. Let this go to places that my feet may never go. But I know that through technology, God, you can make it go to any place, every place that you have ordained for it to go. So, Father, thank you for your word, because your word is right and your word is what will change us. Your word is what will minister to us and help to shape us and mold us and make us into the people that you would have us to be. We want to be your disciples. We want to be your ambassadors. So God, let your word make us who you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, that was James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Do I hear you professing to believe in the one and only God? But then I observe you complacently sitting back as if you had done something wonderful. Well, that's just great. The demons can do that. But what good does it do them? I need you to use your heads. Don't you know that faith without works is dead? Now, we have heard people quote, faith without works is dead, forever and ever. You know, most of our lives, we've heard people say that. Faith without works is dead. But have you ever stopped to unpack that? Have you ever stopped and read what comes before that? Have you ever stopped and just said, okay, God, what does this really mean? Faith without works is dead. So nowadays you hear people talking so much about working and getting there and grinding. You know, I hear people use that term all the time, interchangeably with the word work. And before we move on, I want to talk to you just a second about that word grind. I think that we as children of God need to be very careful when we talk about grinding, or we say I'm on my grind, because we need to understand what words mean and how we use them, because we do know that the power of life and death is in our words, it's in our tongue. And so the words that we speak will either bring life or they will bring death. And so when we say that we're on our grind and we say that we are grinding, you have to think about what the word grind means. Actually, what that word means is that you take something and you apply so much pressure to it until you grind it down, until you press it down, until it becomes pulverized and until it becomes almost like a powder. You know, if you think about at a pharmacy where the pharmacy will sell or offer compounds, quite often what they're doing is they're taking a particular substance or medication, and they are grinding it down into a powder and then making it into or adding it with other things and making it into something else. Well, I don't believe that God would have us to do anything where it pulverizes us and it grinds us down to a powder, to our least, our smallest way of being, and we are just pulverized. I don't believe that that's what God wants us to do, because when we are pulverized like that, I'm not sure that we are of a lot of use to people or the people that we are to serve. And so when we grind and grind, we're wearing ourselves down such that we become tired and we become worn. And I know that you might say, well, Michelle, it's just a word. But we have to be careful with the words that we speak, because the words that we speak are speaking things into existence. And I just don't believe that God would have us to speak into existence that we are ground down to a powder. I believe that God would have us to work in a way that is pleasing to Him. And it's not pleasing to Him for us to work ourselves either up into a frenzy or down into the ground. That's not what God wants from us. It's not what He would have for us to do. So when we hear people talking about working it, and they're always, working, and you got to work 24/7 and work now so you can play later. And I think we have to learn to keep it all in perspective and understand what God is really saying. Now, God isn't telling us to be lazy, because he speaks very clearly in the word against being lazy. So it's not that He wants us to be lazy, but at the same time, He doesn't want us to work ourselves into the ground. He doesn't want us to work ourselves into a place where we are unhealthy and to a place where we are just miserable. That's not what God would have. We have to understand that faith alone is what justifies us. We are justified by our faith, but our faith will produce some fruit. It will produce some holy fruit, and is shown to be real by the effect of our works. And so we can't tease out faith from works. We can't sometimes we want to compartmentalize everything, and we can't always do that. We can't always just totally separate or silo everything in our lives. Our works are the natural fruit of our faith. Let me say that again. Our works are the natural fruit of our faith, and without them, the tree will appear to be dead. So without the fruit or the fruit of our faith, then our tree will appear to be dead, or it will be dead. And our works are the effects and the sign of a life that is full of faith. Not a life that's full of doubt, a life that's full of question, a life that's full of maybes, but our works are the effects and signs of a life that's full of faith. So are you full of faith today? Do you have the faith to really believe the word of God? Do you have the faith to really believe that God will do what He says He will do? I hear people say all the time, and I see people post on social media, I said what I said. Well, think about when God speaks something, He said what He said. And so if in His word, He's telling us that faith without works is dead, He has said what He said, and we need to make it our business to understand what He has said, and then understand what we are to do with it. Again, we are justified by faith alone, but our works prove that our faith is genuine. Our works prove that our faith is really legitimate, and it's really where it should be. If we think that we can be saved by faith that doesn't result in works, then we are a little bit off kilter. We're off base on that, because our works are very important. Our works are basically a manifestation, if you will, of our faith. Our works are an outward expression of our faith. So there's this movie that I like, and my children laugh at me about this movie because they're like, oh, mom, it's just a movie. But, you know, when we watch movies or, you know, come across things on the radio or whatever, we really, you know, God can use those things to speak to us. So there's this movie, and the name of it is Just Right. And one of the characters is played by Queen Latifah. One of the characters is played by Common. And so Common is this basketball player, and Queen Latifah is a physical therapist. And so the basketball player gets injured. And, you know, the physical therapist moves into his home to help him to rehab basically 24/7. And so, you know, once she has rehabbed him and it's time for him to come back and play, he's in the game. You know, first quarter is a little shaky. Second quarter gets a little more shaky. Third quarter, he's like sitting at a timeout. He's sitting on the bench down, you know, at the very end, totally away from the team. And so the physical therapist, she goes down there and she says to him, you know, don't be afraid of your knee. You have rehabbed your knee. You have done everything that you should do. You've done everything you're supposed to do. You have rehabbed it perfectly. Your knee is perfectly fine. You are going to be okay. And he looks at her, he glances up at her, and he says, what if it fails? And she says to him, it will not fail. You have done what you need to do. And then she claps her hands and she says, let's go to work. And that scene just really spoke to me, because there are times that our faith will waver. There are times that we might feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? Why isn't this working exactly like I thought it would be? You know, we, in our faith walk, we will have faith, and we will plan out, and we should plan. I'm not saying don't plan, but when things don't go exactly like the plan, do you allow that to shake your faith? And that's exactly what this character did in this movie. When he thought he was going to come back, and in the first quarter of his first game back after this major knee injury and this long time of rehab, he thought he was going to come back and you know, score 20 points in the first quarter and, you know, win the game and be carried off on everyone's shoulders. Well, it didn't go according to plan. He struggled the first quarter. He struggled the second quarter. Well, are you struggling in the first quarter of whatever your plan is? Are you still struggling a little bit even in the second quarter? Are you struggling now? Well, it doesn't mean that your plan isn't going to work. It just means that you're going to have to go to work, and you're going to have to do the work. You have to put in the time to do the work so that your work will be a representation of your level of faith. And so, of course, you know how the story ends in the movie. After she motivates him, she says, come on, let's go to work. And he gets back in the fourth quarter, and he plays a wonderful game. And then at the end of, you know, the game ends with him hitting the game winning shot. Okay, well, that was a movie. But let me tell you, in your life, you can hit the game winning shot as well. But you've got to have faith, and you got to put some work to your faith. You can't just have faith and think that faith alone is going to be enough. You have got to put some work to your faith. So think about a rowboat. You know, you have a rowboat and you have two oars and you paddle, you know, with the two oars. If you've ever been on a rowboat and you've paddled with only one oar, then what you find is that the boat will go around in a circle, just a nice, perfect circle. So just think about one oar is faith. And so you're paddling with the faith oar, and you're paddling, and you're making, and I mean, and you're paddling really hard, you know, you're going really fast with that one oar, but you're going in a circle. And then you say, okay, well, that's not working. So you grab the oar, the one oar that says works. And so you paddle with that one oar that says works. And you're paddling, and you're going really, really fast. But again, you are going around in a circle. When you grab hold of both oars, the faith oar, and you grab hold of the works oar, and you begin to row in sequence, you begin to row methodically and systematically, and you have a rhythm going, a rhythm to your rowing with your oar that says faith and your oar that says works, what you will find is that you will no longer go in a circle. You will begin to propel yourself forward. You will begin to propel your boat forward because your faith and your works are working together. And that is what is moving you forward. It takes faith and works. So we don't want to just go in a circle. We don't want to just row around in a circle. And that's what we call being in a rut. All right. We don't want to be in a rut. We want to be moving forward with all that God has required of us, with all that God would have us to do. There is work that God has required of you, and you have to do that work. So you got to take your faith, and you have to take your works, and you have to row together so that you can move forward. So now we see that faith and works collaborate with each other. Faith and works, that's a collaboration. They are not in competition to each other. They don't compare themselves to each other. You have to work collaboratively with your faith and your works. That is a beautiful collaboration. And when those two come together, you will see yourself moving forward in all that God has for you. In every aspect of your life, whether it's in your career, it takes faith and works. If it's in the ministry, it takes faith and works. If it is in the marketplace, it takes faith and work. If it's in your family, it takes faith and work. If it's in relationships, it takes faith and work. No matter what area of your life you want to bring up, it takes both faith and works. And they have to work collaboratively. They cannot work against each other. They cannot be in competition with each other. Because if they are, then you're going to find yourself circling around that same area in your life. And it's never, ever going to get better. You have got to get to a place where you are working in collaboration with your faith and your works. Now, let me just take a quick minute and kind of introduce a mathematical concept as it relates to this. And that is just to kind of tie it all together. And that's the if-then statement. So, you know, in math, you have these if-then statements, so these conditional statements, and they basically say something like, if you do this, then this will happen. If I have this, then I can do so and so. And so the part of the statement that is after the if is called the hypothesis. And then the part of the statement that is after the then is considered to be the conclusion. And so if we take the word here in James 2 and just specifically verse 20 right now, and we say, if faith without works is dead, then faith with works is alive. If faith without works is dead, so if that's our hypothesis, then the conclusion of the matter is that then faith with works is alive. It is alive. And so what do you want? Think about it. If the hypothesis is faith without works is dead, Then the conclusion is that faith with works is alive. Who would not want that conclusion? Who would not want a conclusion that says that I am alive? I'm alive in every area of my life. I'm alive as it relates to the marketplace and me being an entrepreneur. And I'm alive as it relates to ministry and where I'm flowing in ministry and what I'm doing in ministry, what I've been called to do. I'm alive in that area because I have faith and I put my work to the faith. I have collaborated my work and my faith. And so now I am alive because faith with works is alive. What if it's that you need to go back to school or you want to go back to school? And if that is the area of your life that you are working on or that you need to work on, then think about that if then statement. If faith without works is dead, then faith with works is alive. So you will be alive, very much alive, if you will put some work to your faith. So you have all the faith in the world that you can be accepted into whatever program you want to study, whether it's community college or whether it's to get your bachelor's degree or your master's or your PhD. You have all the faith in the world that you can be accepted. And you may say, I know that this is what God would have for me to do. But if you don't do the work of applying to get into that program, then you are not going to see that come alive in your life, because faith without works is dead. Therefore, faith with works is alive. It is alive. So what situation do you need to bring to life right now in your life? The way to do that is to grab hold of your faith and put some work to it, let the two collaborate, and then you will see that situation come to life. There are situations in our lives that are dead because we are not working, because we are not putting in the work in that area. You have all the faith in the world that God is going to deliver, but what are you doing to aid your deliverance? What are you doing to help you gain your deliverance? People will sit around and want God to do everything, want God to just manifest it just like at the snap of a finger. It does not work that way. We have to do some work. We have to do work. If faith without works is dead, then I submit to you that faith with works is alive. What will you allow your faith and your work to bring to life today? What is it that needs to come alive in your life today? Today, what is it? Connect your faith to your work and watch it come to life. You don't have to stay in the situation that you're in. You don't have to stay in the place that you're in. You don't have to continue to go on the path that you're on. Get your faith level up, add your work to it, and watch God work in your situation. Watch God move in your situation. You can work to live, but you got to do it God's way. You can work to live, but you've got to do it God's way. Because faith without works truly is dead. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening today. And before we can leave, I want to take us to God in prayer again. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for letting us know that faith without works is dead. And so we are going to increase our faith and we're going to add our work to it. And we're going to watch those situations in our lives that appear to be dead come to life. And God, we know that you're going to help us, and we know that you're going to lead us and guide us. But God, we want to ask you to forgive us for not doing our part, for not doing the work that had to be done, that needed to be done. Forgive us, God. Lord, if there's anyone who doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray right now that they will repeat this. Father, please forgive me. for anything that I've said or done or thought that wasn't pleasing in your eyesight. I want to be saved. I want you to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings in my life. Come into my life. Take complete control. I want to serve you. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you're ever in the area, please come by and see us. Would love to have you fellowship with us. God bless you. And remember, once you take a drink from the fountain, you will never, ever thirst again.